Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It's a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, here's Payne and Pendergast.
I think we had a really good team this year. They looked really good. I thought we were the better team on the field today. We have a lot of great guys in the locker room, and the arrows pointed up. We're really excited, and I can't tell you how much we appreciate the fans and the way they were there for us all year long. And everybody on the bandwagon, and it was a really great ride, and I'm sorry it ended.
We're really sad it ended.
Yeah, that was Cal McNair and Hannah McNair, obviously. That was the very end of the postgame show following Saturday's loss to the Chiefs, about 9:30. Clint and I were wrapping up, we're finishing up the show, Seth, and Clint and I are just chopping it up here in studio. I'm looking down at my phone, and Cal McNair's calling me at like 9:27 for a show that's ending at 9:30. Yeah. And my immediate thought was, man, I wonder if we said something that needed to be corrected or addressed, because the McNairs never weigh in like, hey, you guys said this and it should be that or whatever. Like, they're very hands off when it comes to our opinions on the team.
We're honestly like very lucky in that regard.
Yes.
Compared to other sports teams.
No doubt. Yeah. No, they're a dream to work with. But no, Cal was calling me, and I'm getting texts from Hannah and Omar at the same time. I'm like, holy crap, what is going on here?
Yeah.
And they just wanted to call in and thank the fans and talk about the season a little bit and say that they thought they were the better team today and were excited for next season. And I think that echoes. I think a lot of people are feeling like the arrow's pointed up on this team right now.
It is. Like, on a down-in, down-out basis, there's a lot of things that the Texans just flat-out did better this year. Offensively, yes, we know, like, we've seen it all year long. There's work and there's progress that needs to be made. Some of that progress, I feel like it actually happened in the playoffs. As you pointed out earlier when I was talking about the running game starting to click, that was versus two good defenses. Mm-hmm. You know, previously when they'd been able to run the ball, it tended not to be against good defenses. They'd go up against a team like the Lions and they would just be running into a brick wall. They had sustained long drives in the second half of both these last games where they actually ran the ball very, very effectively and consistently. It wasn't three TFLs and then a long Joe Mixon run. So that part is encouraging. For me, aside from all the Pat Mahomes officiating nonsense that sucked, if you're just tuning in, Sean and I have conceded, okay? All right? You don't have to say told you so. We've already done it to ourselves 900 million times
this
morning.
You're right.
Yeah. But the special teams falling apart the way they did. I would not have expected that.
No.
If you had told me going into this game, hey, the Chiefs are going to get 8 sacks, I'd be like, oh, yeah, that sucks. But, you know, yeah, I expect. If you would have told me that the special teams were going to be a flaming disaster, that really would have made me be like, well, how? Why? Like, okay, is it? Yeah. Do you mean because Kaimi? Well, yeah, but also,
yeah.
Also because of a long kickoff return, because of a weird penalty by Chris Boyd, because of a 34-yard punt by Tommy Townsend, multiple things in special teams were just atrocious.
Yeah. Yeah, it was another one of those games that, unfortunately, the Texans had one of those games where no team since ... has had stats like this and gone on to lose the game. Like, the Texans have done this 4 or 5 times now, 3 in particular. The Lions game with 5 picks, that was a complete outlier, like a since 1970-style outlier. The Tennessee game with the 8 sacks and the pick 6, only 3 teams have won a game where they've sustained that type of carnage offensively and gone on to win since like 1960. And then no team in the postseason has ever lost a game. 49 yeah. times before this has ever lost a game where they outgained their opponent by 100 or more yards and didn't turn the ball over. Like, the Texans checked many of the boxes that you would have thought made a surefire victory. They were 10 of 17 on third down in Arrowhead Stadium. That's a remarkable number. They did it at home, let alone on the road in that environment. So there was a lot they did good. Unfortunately, it was outweighed by the bad and the officiating. That's what happened.
You know what I did yesterday, finally, Sean, because I recognized that I was getting really, like, boy, I think I was entering an actual depression, not just a sports depression, but an actual depression. Try to seek out baby animal videos.
Oh, yeah.
on social media.
Is there
yeah.
a specific animal that did it for you or anything?
A baby capybara. Okay. Which many Houstonians pointed out that looks a lot like a nutria, which mm-hmm. makes it less cute. But baby animals.
Okay. Good.
The one on X that I follow is Amazing Nature. They've always got cute animal videos.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, I like
that's my stress management.
I like
device.
The animal videos where the animals are attacking each other. You know,
that's a little less. That's not as calming and piecing.
No, I wouldn't recommend it for after a Texans game. I just find them to be entertaining on the aggregate. Hey, real quick, just to pay off on what I teased into this, here was C.J. Stroud talking about how he can't wait to get going in the offseason here. Is there a Freudian slip at the end of this
one? Yeah, I'm super proud of, you know, Mitch, Hutch, Jay Wayne, you know, Neek stepped up as a leader this year, and we needed that, you know, and solidified himself as a top receiver in his league, and, you know, the guys around him did great. I thought, you know, Dalton, you know, held his own. Of course, you know, like Cade going out, but Cade was holding his own all the way until last week. You know, we've been battling, man. It's not been easy, you know, but at the same time, that's ball, though. Like, a lot of teams are hurt right now and just figuring it out. So, but I'm super proud of those guys stepping up, and, you know, I'm can't wait to get Tank back on the field. You know, keep him in our prayers, of course, and, you know, Steph will be back on the field soon, and, you know, hopefully it's with us. So, I'm still hopeful. You know, I get to play with those guys, and can't wait for it.
All right, so Steph, as soon as he said Steph, I'm like, ooh, whoa, does he know something? And he's like, well, if it's back with us, yeah.
Yeah, he caught himself. Maybe he's manifesting it, you know? Well, I think Stephon Diggs has said and done pretty much everything right, other than that one commercial where you felt like he was taking a shot at the Texans, that Domino's commercial.
Yeah.
We're joking about that. I mean, he's been everything you would want out of a veteran leader on the team, other than the age and injury part of it. So even if Steph comes back, and even if Tank Dell, you know, makes an incredible recovery, you can't objectively and rationally depend on those two things.
No.
If Steph comes back, he is still also a guy in his 30s coming off of an ACL whose calling guard is his speed and short area quickness and all of that. And Tank Dell just had a horrific, horrific injury that might take a full year to recover from. They're going to have to go out and get a wide receiver.
Receivers in need.
Yeah. But maybe do it. Look, hey, these days we've seen over and over again a second-round wide receiver can make a big impact as a rookie.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, so a lot to get into still throughout the week. Have you guys touched on Chris Boyd yet, coming off the field, shoving the coach?
Oh, yeah.
We did. We hit everything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, but we're going to continue to attack it throughout the week, man. This is our last two-hour Monday, Seth. So we're back to 4 hours starting next Monday.
If you come in, if Notre Dame wins tonight, I'm going to shove you in celebration, like Chris Boyd shoved Frank Ross in celebration.
I love that. I hope I get shoved into the wall by Seth Payne tomorrow.
To the point where people are calling for me to get cut immediately.
Yes.
And they're like, no, he was celebrating. He was really dumb that he was celebrating, but he was just celebrating, just really stupidly.
Antibodies to you, my friend.
Antibodies to you as well.